I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Turkey's ramping up its war on terror, and Christians are among those first killed by Turkey's airstrikes in northern Syria. Pierre Hosty of Horizons International tells us,
I just heard this morning that the first two casualties of the Turkish bombing were two Assyrian Christian guys. Pictures came of their bodies, and they had crosses tattooed on their forearms. So a Muslim reporter, when she saw that picture of the two men who had died, she said, Christ is being crucified again.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is urging President Trump to make Turkey stop airstrikes on or near Kurdish areas in northern Syria. As you might expect, thousands of people are on the move, so pray for groups like Horizons as they help refugees coming into Lebanon. And finally, let's talk about art. We spoke with Melanie Spinks, an art professor at Wingate University and guest speaker for InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. She says rather than have a contentious relationship with art, believers can use it to creatively and honestly start spiritual conversations. For example, when Spinks taught at Georgia State University, her art students asked her about her work. So she shared her art and talked about how her faith impacts her work. And afterward, one by one, her students approached her privately to say they were Christians too and thought they were the only ones in the program.
Then after a while, I realized most of the class is Christian and we're all just cowering because of the outrage of a few people who are intolerant.
Pray for Christian artists to use their gifts to point people to our Creator. Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One-Way Ministries. Support from people like you keeps MNN on the air and on the screen. We're trying to raise $5,000 between now and December 31st, and a gift of any amount will help us to spread the word and mobilize God's people in 2020. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.